Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into some common mistakes people make when using ChatGPT for images. Trust me, this is going to be eye-opening. Exactly. It feels like everyone is trying to whip up visuals with AI these days, but many are hitting a wall because they're making the same five mistakes over and over. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So what's the first mistake people are making? Well, let's start with what? ChatGPT is actually doing under the hood. When you type in a prompt, it's not just generating an image directly, it's acting like a middleman. You give it a prompt, and then it translates that into something the image model can work with. Wait, so what you're saying is it's not like just typing cool car and getting exactly that? Right. It's more like telling a painter about a car they've never seen. If you're vague, you might end up with something totally off base. That reminds me of when I tried to get an image of a beach sunset, but I ended up with a cartoon character on a skateboard. Exactly. That's why specificity in your prompts is key. And moving on to the next mistake, let's talk about the iteration trap. Iteration trap? That sounds intriguing. What's that? So say you get an image that's 90% perfect. You ask for a slight tweak, like making it brighter. What usually happens? You get a whole new image. Ugh, yes. It's like asking a contractor to fix your bathroom, and they decide to remodel the whole house instead. Exactly. Data shows that 60% of edit attempts result in a completely new interpretation, which can eat up hours of your time. So how do you avoid falling into that trap? The trick is to ask for specific adjustments rather than general changes. If you give it a seed number for a good generation, it helps keep the style consistent, which is a game changer. That makes so much sense. So what's next on the list? Another big mistake is ignoring what else is out there. ChatGPT is great, but if you're being brand loyal without exploring alternatives, you might miss out. Oh, definitely. I remember when I discovered Gemini's Nano, Banana, Pro. Talk about a tool that handles complex layouts like a champ. Right, it's grown significantly in usage, and ChatGPT is fantastic for brainstorming and quick concepts. Competitors are catching up for high-fidelity images. So, if I'm struggling with something in ChatGPT, it's okay to switch tools for that specific task? Absolutely. Sometimes the best workflow involves using more than one AI tool. Don't hesitate to swap around based on what you need. Got it. So how do we fix our workflow and stop wasting credits? This is where it gets practical. The average user takes about 13 tries to get a usable image, but with a refined workflow, you can get that down to just 3 to 5 attempts. Wow, that's a big difference. What does that process look like? Well, first, avoid vague prompts. Be as specific as possible. Second, steer clear of trying to generate complex text within the image itself. Right. Those text rendering glitches can be a nightmare, exactly, and expect edits to require seed numbers to maintain consistency. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's all about being precise and having a good strategy in place. Exactly. Plus, always use a 16:9 aspect ratio for thumbnails to avoid cropping important details. Oh, and I love that tip. Sometimes just cropping the image can save a lot of time too. Totally. And if you keep running into issues with certain parts, like hands or faces, cropping can be a lifesaver. So those should help fix your workflow if you're experiencing these challenges. Absolutely. It's all about refining your approach to boost your success rate. To wrap things up, what are your final thoughts, Alex? Just remember, the key is to stay adaptable. Experiment with different prompts and tools to find what works best for you. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.